The Gauteng MEC for Social Development, or the Education MEC as we usually know him, is acting in this position right now as the MEC for Social Development. He is Banyazil Sufi, and today he's been overseeing the process of relocating homeless people to shelters. That's of course where they will be staying during the lockdown of 21 days, and that's of course to protect them, make sure that if they need medical care or anything else, that they are able to receive it in these locations. And now let's speak to Banyazil Sufi. He joins us as we speak. Good afternoon to you, MEC, and lovely to have you with us. I believe it's been a very busy day for you, assessing the readiness of accommodations and the like. How is it going?
Indeed, Joanne, and thanks for the opportunity. You know, sometimes you tend to forget that we've got other people that are vulnerable that need our assistance. So today, those that are willing, you know, it's very difficult to move homeless people that are staying where they are. Those that are willing without any form of force, we'll be taking them to various shelters across the Gauteng area. The one that I will be supervising, it'll be the one that is in central Johannesburg, in Kerk Street. And later on in the evening, around 8 o'clock, I'll move to Tshwane. And the one that I'll be monitoring as well at that site will be in Francis Park Street in Tshwane. It's just to take all homeless people that want to be integrated back to society, because we don't want to move them now.
Yes.
For 21 days, and they find themselves back sitting in the street. So we want to take this 21 days as an opportunity to rehabilitate them, and also to find mechanism of integrating them with their families, and also giving them soft skills that can allow them to survive beyond the 21 days.
That's really wonderful to hear, MEC. Tell me who priority is being given to in terms of who you will be taking to the shelters.
Actually, we've got four priority areas or what you call our beneficiaries. The first one, as I've already indicated, are homeless people, because those ones, we really believe that they need immediate assistance, because everyone will be locked in their own houses, but they will be in the street. So that's the first priority. And then the second priority is children. There are lots and lots of children that are at risk. Either child has headed families or they're staying alone. We're providing all the relevant support in terms of grocery for the month, and also are giving something called dignity pads. Within the dignity pads, it's a soap, a face cloth, a toothbrush, they are all on, and all other related matters. We're just adding the sanitary pads for girls, and as well as the sanitizers and the mask, so that they can be safe as well. And then the third group are women at risk. We really believe that during this period, we have women that will be at risk as well, purely because of relationship challenges. So we've opened 24 gender centers for them to be taken care of. When they come there, they'll find a social worker, and they'll have everything that they need in terms of grocery, or also in terms of counseling as well. So that's another group that you're prioritizing. And then the last group is people that are getting food through soup kitchens, because some of the soup kitchens might not be operational. We are trying then to identify them and locate them. But there is a new group that has come on the basis of the problems that we have with the Department of Health. The Department of Health have scaled down some of their work on the basis that they're making beds available, so that people that might not be that well, that are at home now, so especially those that are taking their treatment, so that they don't take treatment with an empty stomach. So we're also prioritizing them. That's where we're going to deliver groceries to those families as well, so that at least they're better off as well. Those are the kind of people that we want to focus on for the next 21 days. So.
MEC, it sounds like you've done your best to ensure that the conditions are properly sanitary and meet the required standards in terms of hygiene. But one assumes that living together in that type of shelter environment means social distancing could be a little tricky. What would happen if any of those candidates are diagnosed with COVID in the time to come?
Thanks for that question, because some of institutions that we targeted, when they hear that we're bringing homeless people, they started to raise concern. What we're doing, we're working together with the Department of Health. Discipline is that they will assist us to sanitize the place before, and also they will advise in terms of social distancing, and they will also ensure that immediately when we're finished utilizing the facilities, those facilities also will be cleaned up, so that we don't have the virus hanging up or still being around. So We are working together with the Department of Health. We are not working as Department of Social Development alone, but the Department of Health is assisting us. Even we are receiving thousands and thousands of donations in terms of food, in terms of bath soaps and all other related matters. But before we utilize them, the Department of Health must give us a go-ahead. So we are working with the Department of Health to ensure that all the relevant health standards are met without compromising anything.
Thank you so much for speaking to us. MEC Banyaza Lesufi there, and he's in an acting capacity at the moment as the Gauteng MEC for Social Development, overseeing some of those shelters. Wishing you all the best with the progress that has to be made in the next few days.